This program is a paid commercial announcement and in no way represents the views of WPHT or its management.
Now on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia.
Saturday Night Live with Philly Labor.
If we don't move in our own direction, we're going to become extinct. In fact, in some cases, we're close to being extinct right now.
Presented by Weinerman Pain and Wellness, serious doctors for serious injuries, and powered by the law offices of Pond, Lehocky, Stern, Giordano. Talk, listen, and speak to the region's most influential leaders. It's Saturday Night Live with Philly Labor.
Saturday Night Live with Philly Labor. Good evening, Delaware Valley. Welcome in to Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, along with J-Doc. I'm Joe Krause as we come to you from the Sonesta Hotel, J-Doc, where we get an opportunity every month to do our labor leader roundtable. And I want to give a real quick shout out to Bob Cosgrove, the new general manager here at the Sonesta Hotel, a union hotel, a full support of the entire union community. And I want to thank Bob. They put on a great spread again tonight, and we have got a good show lined up for the audience.
Absolutely. Fantastic job. Welcome, Bob. Certainly a nice spread for us. And you know, it was almost hard to start the broadcast.
I had to pull you away from the table, J-Doc. I had to get you up here. And then we had some audio. We got some headsets. And
so
some
much
audio
for my
stuff,
diet. So much for my diet. So tonight, we got a great show planned. It's our Entertainment in Philadelphia show. You know, we have a thriving entertainment scene, and we're talking about in all major areas. And certainly it just doesn't happen by accident. We're ecstatic to have the labor leaders here and the political leaders and even an independent film producer here that we're going to talk about. So we're going to Mike Barnes, the business manager of IATSE 8, the stagehands union in Philadelphia. We're going to have Sharon Pinkinson, executive director of the Greater Philadelphia Film Office. She's going to be calling in from L.A. We have Philadelphia City Councilman at Large David O. We have Steve Leshinsky, executive director of SAG-AFTRA in Philadelphia. We have Bill Ross, executive director of the News Guild 10 in Philadelphia. And we have Frank Petko, who's an independent film producer from Owltown Productions. So going to have a great show, Joe.
All right, all good stuff. Before we get started and jump right into the conversation, I remind all of our listening audience, we're presented by Weinerman Pain and Wellness. We're powered by Pond, Lahaki, Stern, and Giordano. We're fueled by our host and our guest, our host hotel, the Sonesta Hotel. We're driven by Chapman Ford, and we welcome back to our partnership of Saturday Night Live with Philly Labor, Teladoc joining us again, and we're glad to have them back into the fold. It's that time of the year. It's the spring. We're in the month of May. The Broad Street Run scheduled for this weekend, and we get started and we kick off an interesting topic, the entertainment topic in Philadelphia. When you hear entertainment, J-Doc, and you think of what happens in this city is a city that that I think it should be a destination for all entertainment, or at least a consideration to be.
Yeah, no question about it. And we've had Mike Barnes on the program many times, and we talk about that. You know, these big displays and these massive events. You talk about, you know, the Pope. You talk about the Democratic Convention. You talk about the Made in America every year. You talk about all these big, huge events. And all the talent it takes to put together, but also we got Steve Leshinsky, and we're talking about the film industry. A lot of things going on, and it just doesn't happen by itself. And somebody's got to write about it, and that's Bill Ross's team over there at the News Guild. And so let's talk about let's talk to the labor leaders first. Steve, talk about the members that you represent, and the scope of your work, and the range and jurisdiction in the Philadelphia region.
Yeah, thanks, and thanks for inviting me out tonight.
Our pleasure.
I've been on a couple times, and I really enjoy what you guys do and support the voice of labor. Our union is one of the locals of, you know, SAG-AFTRA nationally here in the Delaware Valley, about 3,000 members. That includes, obviously, performers and stunt people, puppeteers, voices you hear, also broadcasters on various television and radio stations. And here, you know, our mission is to support the residents of Delaware Valley who've decided to make entertainment their profession. So they've taken the step to attempt to support themselves and their families by providing entertainment to all of us. And there's a lot that goes into that. And it's vitally important as a destination city that when producers are looking at, well, where are we going to shoot this next movie or this next TV show, they know they can rely on a group of professional union performers who are going to come in and give them what they're looking for.
Steve, when they do, when you get the call from and the city of Philadelphia is under consideration for a movie project, are we well received?
I think we're very well received. I think the film office does a great job. I think there's now a lot of political support. I want to thank Councilman O, who's been one of the leading political voices to recruit on that. I think there are some economic challenges. It's a very competitive industry. And so when you look at some of the places like Atlanta, Georgia, for example, that's really just gone all in, for example, on tax credits. They get a lot of the business. I mean, this is a you know, it's a zero-sum kind of industry. They're looking for where can they make money. We've all seen the shows with CGI. They can make any city look like any other city. So they're really looking for the right dollars, and that's why, you know, our political support here is so important.
David, Councilman O, you know, your commitment to entertainment, you know, is well known. In fact, when we were putting the show together, Sharon Pinkinson said, can you get Councilman O? What kind of priority to entertainment, what kind of priority is that to the council and yourself?
Well, it's a growing priority on council. It's a major priority for me because I see the economy shifting. And for many of the listeners, you know, they relax by looking at entertainment. And so what we're trying to tell them is entertainment is a business, it's jobs, it's income, and it's large investments for our city. So we need to treat entertainment from a very different perspective as an economic engine and to ensure that our city is competitive with other cities. And so that's what we're trying to do. And thanks to Steve and others are right now looking at possibly a Philadelphia tax credit here for the city to add to our state tax credit. We've been speaking to the state. We have a music industry task force trying to do the same things. At the end of the day, we want to make sure that people not only come here, but that all our talented people here in Philadelphia can earn a living and even become a little economic engine of themselves.
David, would you say that the priority for that or the mission for that is now elevated, is now moved forward, it's now becoming a priority?
Yeah, it definitely has, but we have still a significant way to go because we have to reach the point where the population, the people, are comfortable with the idea that it costs money to make money. We have to invest more efforts, more tax credits, more dollars into ensuring that we're at a top-level competitive rate for the dollars that we receive. And at another level, yeah, Philadelphia has to be a city that it's pay to play. We want to make sure that our musicians, everyone's getting paid. The idea culturally within the city has to be not just free performers, but when we ask people to perform, artists, all kinds of people, that we have in mind that they got to get paid.
Mike Barnes, your members, literally a huge part of the entertainment scene and across the board, music. You're talking about big events. You're talking about actors, motion pictures. What type of, you know, give us a good idea of the range that your members do.
I just want to thank Councilman O for his focus on this. Our industry has been around for time immemorial, right? There's been stagehands, there's been performers forever. We were organized in 1893, so we've been around for 125 years.
Joe Krause was there. He was at that. That's not important right now, but go ahead.
And I asked people, can you mention any other company that survived that long? And yet all the affiliates of the AFL-CIO, most of them were chartered in 1893. So there's something we're doing right that has longevity. The scope that we've done has grown from doing the opera at the Academy of Music in 1865 when it opened, all the way up to doing Creed right now in and around the city, Creed 2. And we do everything in between. So we do the rock and roll. We do the Broadway theater. We do the television shows. We do the film that you see out there. We do the trade shows, the corporate trade shows. So we're involved with any type of entertainment that touches everybody's lives every day.
Bill Ross, head of the News Guild in Philadelphia, tell us a little bit about the challenges. We talked about them last week. You were on the program last week. And, you know, you have situations now, you know, big part of our community here depends on, you know, the quality journalism and somebody writing on it. Talk about how that's being affected right now.
Well, and thanks for having me again. As we talked last week in the suburbs, we represent four newspapers in the suburbs that are owned by a hedge fund out of New York City, where we've had, you know, a loss of 60% of our members due to layoffs and buyouts. One, because the hedge fund doesn't invest, and that's what's going on. In Philadelphia, it's a little different. The Inquirer and Daily News and Philly.com, you know, dedicates a lot of coverage, you know, for arts and entertainment. And the papers were owned by, at one point, by Jerry Lenfest, who is well known in the city for his philanthropy specifically to the arts. So we're in good hands. Our members in the city at the Inquirer, Daily News, and Philly.com are in good shape right now, and coverage of the arts is key to the Sunday newspaper as well as everything else.
It's Saturday Night Live with Philly Labor as we come to you from the Sonesta Hotel. Entertainment in Philadelphia is the topic of our roundtable discussion. Frank Petka is with us. We'll bring him in after the break. He's an independent film producer from Owltown Productions. We'll get him to weigh in on what he's absorbed in our opening segment. Plus, we'll continue our dialogue. And then at the bottom of the hour, Sharon Pinkinson will join us, not live here at the Sonesta, but she will join by phone. We'll take a short break and come back on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
I won't participate on behalf of ourselves here at Local 98 or the Philadelphia Building Trades in conversations that are purely dominated on social issues that don't affect our jobs.
Saturday Night Live with Philly Labor, back here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. It's our Labor Leader Roundtable from the Sonesta Hotel. Philadelphia City Councilman at Large David O is joining us. Steve Leshinsky, the Executive Director of SAG-AFTRA, is with us. Bill Ross, of course, the Executive Director of the Newspaper Guild. And Mike Barnes, I think at first international VP as well. To your title, Michael, and I thank you very much for being with us as well.
So I'm happy to bring into the broadcast Frank Petka of Owltown Productions. What I think is amazing, Frank is an independent film producer, and he's committed to making it from the Philadelphia area. It's a grassroots kind of story. And so, Frank, if you would tell us a little bit about your current project. And you know, a little bit about what it's about, and tell us a little bit about your commitment to being here in Philadelphia.
Sure, thank you so much, J-Doc, and thank you also for having us on. So we've been producing content in Philadelphia and the greater area for the last 15 years now, and we just love Philadelphia. We love the landscape, the architecture, the diversity, and you know, just the people. We're Philadelphia guys, born and raised, and we just want to continue to produce content here. In our most recent project, we did a documentary that occurred up in Allentown, PA, and it's a blue-collar underdog story, so it's fit for Philadelphia. And it's about three guys that lived on a billboard platform for almost a year. So it's just a fun story.
And they were competing. Who could stay up there the longest that would get a house, right?
Right. So it was a radio-promoted contest up in that area, and, you know, last guy down wins. A mobile home, actually. So it was kind of a recession-stricken period in the early 80s, and times were tough. Mortgage rates were 18%. Unemployment was 14%. So it was really the only way these guys could get a home. And that's what kind of drew us to this story. Just an underdog tale like Philadelphia.
And you're in the process right now of actually transitioning that into a film, in a major production, and you're looking for, obviously we're talking about using SAG-AFTRA and you know, the whole community, IATSE, and
absolutely, J-Doc. We would love to make this a scripted feature and shoot primarily in Philadelphia and the greater area. I mean, we have no reason to leave this area.
And you know, that's we love to hear that. And you know, our union is one that has a number of different kinds of contracts because the industry is so diverse. So you have everything, you know, like Michael mentioned, Creed 2 now, million dollar production, all the way to somebody who maybe they have $10,000 and this is their first crack at it. So our union is structured to have different contracts to address those producers so that they can do it under the union contract. We find the creative community here very receptive to the unions. And that's my second point, is if your listeners aren't aware, the entertainment industry is a very heavily unionized industry. We don't go back to 1893, but we do go back, you know, into the 20s on both unions that eventually merged. And when you're watching a movie or TV show, you know, forget about the stars for a second. Everybody around them is union. You know, the people talking, the people not talking, the people doing stunts, the people standing in while they get their makeup. That's all union. And our and SAG-AFTRA, we're happy to say, is actually growing as a union. Mike, we have people all the time who want to join. So it's good for the city.
Michael, let me get you to weigh in, because you certainly have been in every nook and cranny that makes up the entire Delaware Valley in terms of production at either a small scale or a very, very large scale through your eyes. Where is Philadelphia in terms of the big picture?
Well, as Steve said, the whole industry tailored themselves so that they could cover everything from low production to large productions. IATSE has the same type of model to deal with all kinds of different production, because the model changed over the last couple decades with cable television and the need for smaller budgets. So we're involved with everything from, again, an extremely low budget to a high budget, and not just in Philadelphia. If you look at our unions, we're across the whole entire country. We're probably one of the most densely organized sectors that have ever existed in the labor movement. You go down south, it's completely all union. You go out west, it's all union. So the contracts are very similar, which gives us the ability to compete in Philly. We don't have to compete against right to work. We don't have to compete against lower echelon contracts. Everything's pretty much in scale with the COLA, so that everybody's competing on the same levels.
Now, we talked earlier about the different the variety of entertainment here, you know, from motion picture to music. Talk about the diversity in that area.
Well, we're starting to say in market Pennsylvania as the Hollywood of rock and roll. We have Lititz, Pennsylvania now that's become the biggest manufacturer for rock and roll industry in the country. And they're drawing from all around, including Philadelphia. And as they build their concerts out there, they're rehearsing and they're producing. There's a tax incentive that's out in the state level right now to increase the amount of shows. As a result of that, the shows have exploded. So the amount of work that's being produced in the rock and roll area is enormous. And then we go as low as the club levels, which are organized in Philadelphia too, because we have a really good employer with Live Nation, brought us into the Fillmore. They're going to be opening up the Met up on North Broad Street later on this year. It's going to be state-of-the-art, one-of-a-kind venue, and it's going to be fully unionized because of our good friends at Live Nation and Jeff Gordon, who walks us right in the door.
David, let me ask you, when you hear some of what is being said here tonight on the round table, that must give you fuel to be able to have conversation, to be able to push the initiative and push the mission forward, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a lot of exciting stuff. And look, I'm an elected official. I don't have the background of these gentlemen and their expertise and specialty. So it's important for me to learn and to understand. I actually know about the big rock and roll manufacturer, big concerts and all that. You know, I did a little research on the computer, but I also have to share that with my colleagues, because at the end of the day, it takes a mayor and 17 of us council people to really try to push forward and get a majority vote to get legislation through, to appropriate, to fund, to do tax incentives and all those type of things. And one of the things we also found is that, you know, basically as the economy is changing, whether rich or poor, whatever, we have some very, very talented people, and some people who could be really much more happier if they were involved in their talents, but they need a whole platform to develop it. And when they hit it big, if they haven't been treated well in Philadelphia, they don't want to come back here. And when people come back here, it produces a lot of great opportunities for us. So we need to do that.
And I was going to say, and Steve, direct this to you, how many of the individuals that make it from out of Philly, okay, what is the norm? I mean, how many of them come back and champion our city? I know M. Night Shyamalan does a lot of work here, but some of the big stars that we all know are from here. How much do they champion the area?
I think we're very lucky. I think, and that's to Councilman's point, that I think by supporting individuals, they remember that and they appreciate that. Mm-hmm. So when a film producer walks in our door and says, "Hey, I got 20 grand to do this movie," we want to treat them in a way so that when they do become M. Night, they're like, "I want to be in Philly."
Saturday Night Live with Philly Labor as we come to you with our Labor Leader Roundtable from the Sonesta Hotel. Programming reminder for our listening audience, coming up in the month of May, 2 weeks out, we'll have the President's Report with Pat Iding. And then as we look ahead to Memorial Day weekend, we can officially get into the summer season. But a lot, of course, for the labor community, J-Doc, all happening around the around Memorial Day.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's obviously an active time of year, and a lot of things going on. And certainly when we talk to the individuals in front of us right now, we understand how big a priority our entertainment district is. So definitely looking forward to it.
All right, we'll get to a commercial break. We'll continue our dialogue here in the Labor Leader Roundtable. We'll kick it off at Bill Ross when we come back after the commercial break.
I believe there's room, okay, for the national building trades, the local building trades, that have partnerships with the Trump administration as it pertains to energy, as it pertains to infrastructure, as it pertains to the undocumented worker.
Back here live on Saturday Night Live on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. It's our Labor Leader Roundtable special for the month. J-Doc, great topic tonight, entertainment in Philadelphia, and certainly a good lineup as we went into the last commercial break. I promised that we would lead off the segment with Bill Ross. Bill, let me give you an opportunity now. You sit pretty high up in from your perch in the office, and you get an opportunity to listen, absorb, and see everything that is being said tonight. Give me some of your thoughts.
Well, it's great to hear how the councilman is such a supporter and how he's working with the different unions in the city. Steve and Mike run awesome unions and continue to grow. And it's great to hear that their membership is growing. That's really great news.
And PR is such a huge part of the entertainment platform. And obviously, you represent the writers. Is there a way to bridge the gap between... there's a lot of people in Philadelphia that don't see the film crews. They don't see the. Is there a way where a partnership where media and entertainment can come together to kind of shed a spotlight on and the magnitude of what goes on here on a daily basis?
I wish I had that answer. It would be great if there was a partnership that could be developed. But again, we cover the news when celebrities are in town. That's, it's good for the gossip pages.
So if somebody was streaking through the set, we could get that on it?
Absolutely. And of course, when there's big movies, philly.com is a great place to go to see what entertainment you want to go see on the weekend or what movies you may want to see, especially shows, plays. All the entertainment is a big part of philly.com as well.
So I'm happy to bring into the broadcast Sharon Pinkinson. She's the executive director of the Greater Philadelphia Film Office and has been for over 25 years. Sharon, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be on with you guys.
Well, it's great to have you. And what does it take to promote and to market a city, to be attractive to the entertainment industry?
Well, I work specifically in film and television commercials, and the coin of the realm these days around the world are tax incentives. So I tout the incredible locations that we have here and all the advantages of shooting in the Philadelphia area, but they want to know if we have tax credits. That's the bottom line.
What's the current status of that situation? And what I think the last time we had a long conversation about this, how are we doing in that area, and what are our needs?
Well, we are steady in our tax credits. We've gone from, in the beginning, we had $75 million when it first started out. That was for the entire state. We run out of money almost right away every year, and we went down to $60 million, and then we came up to $65 million. And we're constantly pitching up in Harrisburg and bringing legislators down to see what we do down here and how many jobs there are, what great jobs there are, high-paying jobs, union jobs. And, we're very proud of that. And when they get to see how many people are actually working on a show, that's when it really hits home. That's when they understand that it's not just, a makeup artist and a cameraman.
Sharon, what should the number be?
Well, I honestly, we're competing with other states that are uncapped. So Massachusetts, New York is $420 million a year, which is as uncapped as you can get. Illinois, Georgia is kicking butt right now. They are the state that's really opened up, and everybody is moving down to Georgia because that's where the work is because they're uncapped. So it's, you know, it's pretty challenging. We're stuck at $65 million, and we're the only state in the nation that has two major production centers, Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. So $65 just doesn't cut it.
And just for your listeners, and hello, Sharon, how's LA?
Ah, well, you know what? It's been ice cold here.
Okay.
And then it just got beautiful today, and of course I'm leaving tomorrow.
Okay. Just for the listeners to understand, we talk about tax credits. So instead of them thinking that it's some kind of corporate welfare, these programs, you have to spend all that money, you have to document that you spent it locally, and then you get some of it back. So for industry that is looking around for where they can do the next job, that's what they're looking for. They're looking for, okay, when, you know, what do I get back if I spend $80 million here? Am I going to get some of that back? And what I wanted to say is we're very happy that New Jersey is about to announce a tax credit program. Now that there's a change in the governor there, the legislature has always been very supportive of tax credits. There's going to be a new program in New Jersey. There's going to be additional money for productions in South Jersey, and that's going to help this area. So we're expecting that announcement soon.
What stands in the way? In other words, you know, who's what legislators in particular, you know, is it upstate? You know, what is, you know, what's, who's standing
exactly
in the way?
Exactly. You know, if you don't have the filming in your own district, it seems to them like some kind of a corporate giveaway. It really isn't. The money doesn't go to movie stars. As you know, as was said, it's not a direct payment to anyone. And nobody gets their tax credit until there's a full audit, a complete audit. It's the only tax credit in Pennsylvania that is so carefully watched.
What's amazing is when we pass paid sick leave down here, they have a sudden interest all of a sudden about Philadelphia. I get a kick out of some of these individuals who all of a sudden care about, you know, Philadelphia, have never been to Philadelphia, but, you know, and now we're talking about a tax credit. Let's talk about, and Mike Barnes, I'm going to enter you into the conversation. What type of magnitude, and I'm asking the same question, you know, to everybody on the panel, what type part of our economy, what part of our economy is the entertainment business, and what type of dollars are we looking at that develop this city?
Well, you just take, for instance, the convention industry, where we do a citywide convention and it inserts $30 to $50 million into the economy. When we do a show like RIMS last year, and we do a show like Light Fair, when we did the measurement for the NFL draft, I think we were at $90 million. But what, and everybody touted that, what they didn't tout was we had Light Fair where we did $75 million, and Light Fair's coming back every other year for the next 5 years. So that money just keeps coming in. Same thing with all the concerts. And just to touch base a little bit on the film industry, and I agree with Sharon, while they believe a lot of times in different parts of the state that it's for Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, when we do a movie like Creed or we're doing a movie here, we're drawing workers from as far as Harrisburg. And we draw from those locals to fill these jobs. That's how big these jobs are. And our members are located throughout the entire state. So when you take Pittsburgh drawing west and Philly drawing east and all the way up to Scranton and different areas there, the whole entire state benefits, not just the two cities, when the tax incentive's in place.
Sharon, what projects are going on right now in Philadelphia of substantial size?
Well, there are three feature films right now. There's, first of all, there's Creed 2, which is, you know, we're all excited about that. It's, I think it's like the ninth installment in the Rocky series.
Yeah.
And God bless them. We hope it goes on forever. It looks like an incredible movie. And we had a bunch of legislators down, both from the House and from the Senate, to visit the set over at Sun Center Studios in Delaware County. And we pulled out the call sheet, and that's the sheet that the information that everybody gets the night before to find out what time they have to show up and where and all the details about who's working and what time they have to be there. And on those call days, there were about 200 crew, plus the actors, and 800 to 1,200 extras. And all those people were being paid, and there were, I saw the craft services lady, and we were trying to say, hey, explaining to the legislators what craft services are. Mm-hmm. And she showed a receipt. She had been three times to a wholesale market to buy the snacks that people eat during the show in between the main meals, the catered meals. And each one of those receipts was about $6,000, and she did that three times a day. So, I mean, that just gives you a sense of what things are going on besides paying actors and building sets, which is phenomenal.
Steve?
Well, and then just to finish the point, that tax credit, so when you talk about capped or uncapped, it's limited in Pennsylvania. I don't know the exact date, but when the fiscal year starts for the state, that money is spoken for within a few months. And if you don't make that application right away, you're not going to get it. And it shows how many people would love to come to our area if there was more of that tax credit money available.
And, Joe, these are quality jobs. The people that serve those snacks, we had 12 union people serving those snacks at a union rate. So these aren't minimum wage jobs.
David, when you're talking to other members of council or other legislatures, do they get this?
I think they do. I think they do, but I think it's important that you take like the idea and you push it up to the level where action is taken, and you take some risk. You have to take some risk if you believe in the results.
Good stuff. We thank everybody for joining us. We're going to take our final break. We'll continue a good conversation tonight on Saturday Night Live with Philly Labor on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. We'll bring Frank back into the conversation after the break. We'll have our final segment as we come to you live from the Sonesta Hotel. Saturday Night Live with Philly Labor on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I'm the coming out of that with them guys, okay? And I was a treasure to the Democratic Party. You know, I've been a loyal Democrat my whole life. But I've told people, and it hasn't just, like I told you, it just didn't resonate with this election. If you look at the last few years, I've been telling people we have to become a little bit more individual. We have to be more of our own brand.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do a better job at becoming a business.
Back here live on Saturday Night Live with Philly Labor on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. We move into our final segment, Jay Doc, for our Labor Leader Roundtable. Good topic, good conversation. We hope our listening audience has listened and learned some of the discussion tonight.
Absolutely. Before we let Sharon go, Sharon, you talked about during the break, you had mentioned the tax credit that's coming up.
Yeah, the state's talking about passing the budget early this year, which would be incredibly unusual. So I flew out to L.A. a little bit early this year, earlier than I normally do, to try to line up shows that are going to come into Philadelphia so we can make sure they get their tax credits.
Mike Barnes, during the break you mentioned the theater, community and the and the big impact that it has and, what's going on there.
Well, entertainment's such a big umbrella. It's hard to cover everything in a short amount of time, but I think it was worth mentioning that we have a $50 million private sector investment going into North Broad Street, which is going to just light that whole part of the town up with Live Nation, the Met. It's going to be fantastic later on this year. On the south side of Broad Street, you got the Kimmel Center that's going to be bringing back their PIFA event, which again inserts millions of dollars into the economy. 100,000 people will be on the street celebrating. It's a good cultural vibe and a good economic pump for the city.
Frank, let me bring you in. Frank Peck, independent film producer from Owltown Productions. You're committed, as you stated, to the Delaware Valley, to Philadelphia. You're a local guy. Are you energized by the potential, I guess?
Sure, absolutely. This is great to hear, and I feel like it just validates everything that we believe as independent filmmakers here, that it's a no-brainer to go union for everything and to stay here. So I encourage all other filmmakers like myself to follow that path.
And Frank, when you hear these numbers being thrown around, as an independent guy, you must be sitting there going, just give me 100.
I mean, it's so exciting. Yeah, I mean, if, obviously, like I said, we want to get our documentary, Billboard Boys, to the next level. And I feel like the only way to get it to that level is by incorporating the unions. And like Steve said as well, there's just opportunity for smaller guys like myself, as well as the bigger guys. And Mike talked about that. So I think that, this is the place for me, for sure.
And Steve, you talked about working with, new producers and on new projects. That's a great advantage for young people trying to break into the business.
Well, and a big thing we have to offer are professional actors who will come onto your set and, you know, depending on how much you want to interact with them, give you some advice or work with you. And the way our members are protected is that if your production ends up getting more revenue, then it bumps up into another contract. So it's not like if you sign on for something low budget, it takes off. Think Blair Witch Project. You're still going to get paid. You don't have to worry that, you know, and that's because it's under a union contract. So that's why it's set up specifically that way.
Now, we have a large group of individuals here. When we talk about the tax credit situation and lobbying for those types of situations, do you work together? Is it easy to work together during, you know, some of these efforts?
I follow Mike. Wherever he goes, I'm right behind him.
Good move.
Steve has been doing that, but, Joe, that is where we are. Way behind. We need to consolidate the entertainment industry to lobby as a block, and we're learning a lot off of the building trades and a lot off of the other sectors that are doing this successfully. We are in a very beginning stage to do this. We have a lot of growth in that area.
Sharon, do you find yourself sometimes in your efforts, kind of rallying the troops to try to mount a fight in what you're trying to accomplish?
Well, I've been in Harrisburg now several times just this last spring, and I welcome the support of my union colleagues to get up there and help us, because these jobs are for everybody, and they're really, as Mike said over and over again, these are high-paying jobs, and we're injecting between $100 million and $200 million every year into the economy just in the film, television, commercial industry.
And you're talking about that kind of money.
Imagine if we had more tax credits.
Exactly. It boggles my mind. Who would be standing in the way of something like this, because they're standing in the way of progress? David?
Well, you know, it's the people who don't see that kind of activity in their districts. But Night Shyamalan shot up in Allentown. That was a really good thing. We like that he shot for a couple of weeks up in Allentown, because some of those elected officials up in that area start to get it now. They really understand how much money it injects into the economy, and so we encourage that.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, whether it's Philadelphia or any other part of the state, it all goes into one pot. And quite frankly, Philadelphia is a huge economic engine for the rest of our state. And so I really have kind of said to Harrisburg that if it's at all possible, we'd like to double that number to $150 million and go from there. Of course, uncapped, all those type of things. But it's very important for us. And in addition, I think it's important for us as a city to really look globally, because a lot of the collaborations, investment, overseas investment, those type of things can occur in Philadelphia. And there's larger risk, more of the arts economy investment from overseas. But it's something that we have to create a vehicle for that here in the city, and that takes some political will. I will also say that I'm always fascinated and delighted when I look at a commercial and the person in the commercial is making like $11 or $12 million. I say, hey, good for that person. But, you know, it's also a dynamic industry. It's a steady industry, but a dynamic industry. And it's a very important industry with everything involved for us to really invest in and see grow.
Bill Ross, executive director of the Newspaper Guild. Still want to get into the movie business?
Yeah, well, you remember a couple of years ago we invested in a union shop film in Cleveland, the Charnel House, that opened in 10 U.S. cities. We were one of the producers. Happy to make a non-traditional investment. It's out there. Hopefully you rent it on Netflix or in Redbox.
So we don't only have one movie producer. We have two.
Well, and I'm hoping Frank will give us a copy of Billboard Boys so our film critic could see it and hopefully give it good, you know, 5 stars before it comes out.
The future of the entertainment industry here in Philadelphia. We have so much talent, and we have the spotlight on us with all these great things. We're a new heritage city. We have a great historic district. We got 2 minutes. Real quick, across the board, where do we see this in 5 years?
It's entrepreneurs. It's people like Frank who are going to do everything. They're going to shoot it, write it, produce it, sing and dance, and our contracts need to keep up with that, and our city needs to invest in individuals who are going to be who are really doing everything on their own now.
I feel like everything we talked about is just a tremendous asset to shoot in Philadelphia. I'm wanting to mention that Sharon and her team are amazing, and that's a differentiator for Philadelphia to have an office like her and a support structure like that for independent filmmakers.
A sold-out convention center, the Met, Hamilton, and WWE in 2023.
A great season, a great couple of years coming up, so that's fantastic news. We're looking forward to a bunch of shows that are both from studios, from studios like Netflix, and for streaming, and we have an incredible indigenous film community in Philadelphia, and we support that just as much as we do having those big filmmakers coming in.
Good stuff from Sharon Pinkerson. Sharon, Bill, come to you.
Just continued growth, just to see what's happening in the other unions. It's very it's optimistic, and I'm glad to hear everybody's doing well.
David, I give you last word before I say goodbye.
Well, it looks promising. We are a university town, got a lot of talented people, a lot of people coming in. I think it's important for government to play a supporting role. Bring the experts together, get out of the way, let them lead the way, we support, and then ensure that our population, our voters, gets behind us to make sure that we're investing and putting everything we can behind the future growth.
I end this show with one thought, and I hope we can change the narrative where Atlanta no longer is ahead of Philadelphia as the hotbed. And I take that away from our labor leader roundtable tonight as we come to you from the Synestis, Saturday Night Live with Philly Labor on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. Sharon Pinkinson, the executive director of the Greater Philadelphia Film Office, checking in from L.A., Philadelphia City Councilman at Large, David O. Steve Leshinsky, the executive director of SAG-AFTRA in Philadelphia, Bill Ross, of course, the executive director of the Newspaper Guild in Philadelphia, Frank J. Petka, independent film producer, Altown Productions. Well done, sir. Thank you for being a part of the show. And of course, Mike Barnes from the first international vice president from IATSE, doing a great job as always. From on behalf of everybody, Jay Dock, a great show tonight. Nick, who got everything handled for us, and a special thanks to the Sonesta Hotel. For all of our listening audience on Saturday Night Live with Philly Labor, I'm Joe Krause. See you next time, everybody.
This program is a paid commercial announcement and in no way represents the views of WPHT or its management.